USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect in a shooting at a North Texas high school is out on bond. Timothy Simpkins did not say a word after he was released from a jail in Fort Worth this afternoon. Arlington police say the 18-year-old pulled the gun yesterday inside Timberview High School, west of Dallas. A teacher and a 15-year-old were struck by bullets and are hospitalized. Two other injuries were also reported. Simpkins' family says bullying was a factor in the shooting and have apologized for the violence. He's accused of aggravated assault. There are new developments in the ongoing search for Brian Laundrie in Florida. Laundrie's father, Chris, has left his house in Northport and, according to the family attorney, is on his way to the Carlton Reserve to assist authorities in the search for his son. Brian Laundrie remains a person of interest in his fiancée, Gabby Petito's, disappearance and death. USA Radio News.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's reached a deal with Republicans to defer a shutdown over the debt ceiling until December in the face of mounting concerns over a possible government default. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking on the Senate floor.
The pathway our Democratic colleagues have accepted will spare the American people any near-term crisis while definitively resolving the majority's excuse that they lacked time to address the debt limit through the 304 reconciliation process.
Over a dozen former NBA players are in custody across the country for allegedly being involved in a health insurance fraud scheme. Audrey Strauss, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, says agents used travel records, email, and GPS to break up the scheme, which started back in 2017. Former New Jersey Nets player Terrence Williams was the alleged ringleader of the whole ordeal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Memphis police are addressing a vandalized billboard near the location where an officer was killed last week.
A Memphis police officer was killed Saturday morning when he was hit by an 18-wheeler while investigating another crash. 34-year-old Officer Daryl Adams was at the scene of a crash on I-40 westbound near North Watkins when the 18-wheeler struck him. Near that location recently, vandals defaced a Geico insurance billboard to read, "Defund the police. See how many lives could be saved." President of the Memphis Police Association, Lieutenant Essica Cage Rosario, tells Fox News the police are valued by Memphis residents.
This group, they, you know, clearly took over someone else's billboard and committed an act of vandalism. The citizens of Memphis overwhelmingly support police and fire here. Recently, they passed a referendum and voted for themselves a tax increase to restore our benefits.
With over 2,600 employees, the Memphis PD annual budget is $273 million. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Microsoft is celebrating the 20th anniversary of the original Xbox system with a new controller. The company is offering the new $70 controller for pre-order starting today. The design is a nod to the original system that was released in 2021. It features neon green highlights, a translucent plastic shell, and is adorned with the original logo. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.